Oasis Audio presents Keeping Love Alive as Memories Fade by Gary Chapman, Deborah Barr, and Edward G. Shaw. Read for you by John Gager. Foreword. I cannot adequately express my heartfelt endorsement of this book, and I know that you will find it equally moving. Writing this foreword was difficult for me because, as is chronicled in Chapter 1, Ed and Rebecca Shaw, Becky as I know her, and their daughters Erin, Leah, and Carrie, were once my next-door neighbors. Our families grew up together. I and my family, my wife, Diane, and our children, Lindsay and Matt, were best friends with the Shaw family. After the Shaws had relocated to North Carolina, when Ed called me to express his concern about Rebecca's memory at age 53, I could not believe it. Ed and Rebecca traveled to Rochester so I could evaluate Rebecca. Sadly, the evaluation confirmed that this relatively young, bright, and devoted person was in fact beginning her journey with Alzheimer's disease. With that as background, I would like to say that Ed and his co-authors, Deborah Barr and Dr. Gary Chapman, have penned what I believe to be the most emotionally laden yet extremely insightful book about the relationship challenges that families must navigate during the painful course of Alzheimer's disease. I have never encountered a more dedicated soulmate and caregiver than Ed, who left a successful career as an academic radiation oncologist to devote his life to caring for his Rebecca. Along the way, he acquired additional professional training in mental health and dementia care in order to help others who are traveling the same path. The result is this work, built upon Ed's love for Rebecca and counseling experience. Deborah's expertise as a health educator and Gary's framework of the five love languages, yielding practical advice for spouses, family caregivers, and healthcare providers involved in the care of those with Alzheimer's and other dementias. With love as its primary theme, Keeping Love Alive as Memories Fade, The Five Love Languages, and the Alzheimer's Journey is an invaluable resource for caregivers from all walks of life. It describes strategies for maintaining an emotional bond with a person who has dementia while preserving the individual's dignity and self-respect throughout the disease. This book also well describes the sacrificial nature of caregiving, offers a simple framework for addressing challenging behaviors, and provides basic information about the brain and how it changes over the course of the disease. If she were able to read this book, Rebecca would be proud of what she inspired. This wonderful work is entirely consistent with the kind of person she is. Ronald C. Peterson, M.D., Ph.D., Professor of Neurology, Cora Canal Professor of Alzheimer's Disease Research, Distinguished Mayo Clinic Investigator, Director, Mayo Clinic Alzheimer's Disease Research Center, Director, Mayo Clinic Study of Aging, Mayo Clinic College of Medicine, Rochester, Minnesota. A word from Gary. When Debbie contacted me about working with her and Dr. Shaw in writing this book, I was immediately interested. Interested first because I was thrilled to hear that Dr. Shaw had been using the five love languages in his counseling with those who were walking the Alzheimer's journey. Secondly, I was interested because as a pastoral counselor, I have counseled many families who have taken this unwanted journey. On the personal side, I have watched my brother-in-law, who was a brilliant university professor, steadily decline to late-stage Alzheimer's disease. I have felt deeply for his wife, who kept him at home as long as she could, and then made the hard decision to place him in a long-term care facility. Their adult children have experienced the grief of the pre-death loss of their dad. I have been very encouraged as I have sat in on several of Dr. Shaw's support groups for caregivers. Most of these groups have been composed of spouses of the Alzheimer's patients. Their dedication to intentional, sacrificial love has amazed me. The smiles on their faces when they receive a small, loving response from their spouses reflect their deep satisfaction in what they are doing. Then, when the patient is no longer capable of responding, to see their spouses choosing to continue expressing love in all five love languages, hoping that at least for a moment they will feel loved, is so rewarding. One wife said, "I continue loving for myself as much as for my husband. When the end comes, I want to look back and have no regrets." Almost everyone agrees that the deepest emotional need we have is the need